I said, the enemy is after your soul because God's going to greatly use you.
Dave Donaldson reminds us there is a battle going on for the lives of those around us. But through prayer, you can ask God to work in powerful ways. Hi, I'm Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. And Dave shares an amazing example.
There's a gentleman named Nick, and Nick is one of the owners of the international soccer camps. 350,000 kids are in these camps, over 300 coaches. And Nick was my neighbor, and I started praying for Nick. He and I had just met, and so we started talking in the context of how to use his soccer camps to help churches in the inner city. So I started praying for him, and then one day we went on a walk, and we walked on this little bridge, and I'm sharing with Nick about not only about Christ, but how to receive Christ.
Dave says there's a battle going on behind the scenes.
As soon as I said that, a gentleman came out of nowhere, ran up the stairs, and stood between us trying to disrupt the conversation. And so I moved to the other side of the bridge, and this guy started walking towards us. And I just said, no, you're not going to disrupt this conversation. And the enemy always overplays his hand, because Nick then asked me, Dave, what happened? I said, the enemy is after your soul, because God's going to greatly use you. And through that, Nick committed his life to Jesus Christ.
Spiritual battles are real. And through prayer, God works in ways we might not even see. Would you like to hear more stories like this? Go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.